Saturday, February 14th. Memorial of Saints Cyril and Methodius. The first reading from 1 Kings chapter 12, verses 26 through 32, and chapter 13, verses 33 through 34. Jeroboam thought to himself, "The kingdom will return to David's house. If now this people go up to offer sacrifices in the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem, the hearts of this people will return to their master, Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they will kill me." After taking counsel, the king made two calves of gold and said to the people, "You have been going up to Jerusalem long enough. Here is your God, O Israel, who brought you up from the land of Egypt." And he put one in Bethel, the other in Dan. This led to sin because the people frequented those calves in Bethel and in Dan. He also built temples on the high places and made priests from among the people who were not Levites. Jeroboam established a feast in the eighth month, on the 15th day of the month, to duplicate in Bethel the pilgrimage feast of Judah, with sacrifices to the calves he had made, and he stationed in Bethel priests of the high places he had built. Jeroboam did not give up his evil ways after this, but again made priests for the high places from among the common people. Whoever desired it was consecrated and became a priest of the high places. This was a sin on the part of the house of Jeroboam, for which it was to be cut off and destroyed from the earth. Haydock Commentary. Jeroboam chose to follow the dictates of human policy rather than to depend on the express declaration of God who had given him the kingdom. It was natural that the people should have a predilection for the house of David, and he might fear that the priests would prevail upon them to return to their old master as they dwelt about Jerusalem. Jeroboam was right in judging that religion is one of the strongest foundations of government, and therefore he would have a peculiar religion for his subjects. Strange blindness caused by ambition, as if God could not have maintained him on the throne. What follows shows how delusive were his wicked projects. It is likely by making gods in the form of calves, he mimicked the Egyptians, among whom he had sojourned, who worshipped their Apis and their Osiris under the form of a bullock. This led to sin which was almost irreparable, which brought on the ruin of the 10 tribes. The calves were taken away along with them into captivity. The people did not return to the service of the Lord, but the greatest part imitated the conduct of the pagans with whom they mixed, while some few returned with the tribe of Judah and made a part of that kingdom. He erected altars in the high places to other idols or devils. Jeroboam established a feast in the eighth month. God had prescribed the seventh month, and this wicked prince purposely made choice of another, that the observance of the days appointed might be obliterated. Thus the Jacobins in France decreed that the 10th day should be the day of rest instead of Sunday. Jeroboam did not give up his evil ways after this. Everything promotes the salvation of the just, while the wicked pervert the most gracious designs of Providence to their own ruin. The king concluded that the predilection deserved no regard. Thus he wished to eradicate all sense of true religion. The Gospel from Mark chapter 8, verses 1 through 10. In those days, when there again was a great crowd without anything to eat, Jesus summoned the disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will collapse on the way, and some of them have come a great distance." His disciples answered him, "Where can anyone get enough bread to satisfy them here in this deserted place?" Still he asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" They replied, 7. He ordered the crowd to sit on the ground. Then, taking the 7 loaves, he gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to distribute, and they distributed them to the crowd. They also had a few fish. He said the blessing over them and ordered them distributed also. They ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets. There were about 4,000 people. He dismissed the crowd and got into the boat with his disciples and came to the region of Dalmanutha. Haydock Commentary. After the multitude had eaten and were filled, they did not take away the remains, but these the disciples collected, as in the former miracle of the multiplication of the loaves. By this circumstance we are taught to be content with what is sufficient and to seek no unnecessary supplies. We may likewise learn from this stupendous miracle the providence of God and His goodness, who sends us not away fasting, but wishes all to be nourished and enriched with His grace. So says Theophylactus. Thus does our Lord verify in His works what He has promised in His instructions, that if we will seek in the first instance the kingdom of God and His justice, that all necessary things shall be added unto us. By the gathering up of the fragments that remained, He not only made the miracle more striking to the multitude and to the apostles, but he has also left us a practical lesson, how in the midst of plenty, which proceeds from the munificence of heaven, we must suffer no waste.